Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Oh, just about 2.5 weeks away. 2.5 weeks away from the NFL draft. Thank you for tuning in and clicking over to joebucksfan.com. And, of course, thank you for jumping on the NFL draft coverage we have for you right here at joebucksfan.com. I'll continue to say it. Now that we are 2.5 weeks away from the draft, people are going to go out. They're going to buy these crappy magazines in all these stores, Barnes & Noble and whatnot. These magazines were written 3 months ago. Some of these magazines don't even have results from the combine. How are you going to get up-to-date coverage of the NFL draft with a spin for your Buccaneers? You only get it right here at joebucksfan.com. That's what we do. I hope everyone enjoyed the breakdown of the offensive linemen from last week. I know I did. It's always a thrill for me to cover the position that I played. This week, a little different. I noticed that we have defensive ends left and we have linebackers left. Now, I could sit there and I could, you know, just do linebackers this week, just do defensive ends next week. But when you look at a guy like Aaron Maben or Brian Arakpo or Larry English or Clay Matthews, are they outside linebackers or are they defensive ends? They're going to play outside linebacker in a 3-4, but they could put their hand down and play defensive end. So which are they? So instead of doing linebackers and defensive ends, I'm dividing them all up. I'm putting them all into a pot and dividing them up. I'm going to do 3-4 defense this week. The best fits for a 3-4 defense. That would be guys like Arakpo. That would be guys like Aaron Maben. That would be guys like Jaron Gilbert and Tyson Jackson. Clay Matthews. Connor Barwin, who I'm about to speak with here momentarily. Not on this podcast, but we'll get the podcast up here at joebucksfan.com as well. And then next week we'll do 4-3 defense, 4-3 outside linebackers, 4-3 defensive ends. So we'll have the 3-4 defense this weekend. Along with that, working on a new mock draft to be released this weekend. And then my final one will be released the week of the NFL draft. And don't forget tomorrow, our highly popular email segment. If you have a question, a comment, anything regarding the Bucs, the NFL, or the NFL draft, you can shoot that to me at Justin Pawlowski at 620WDAE.com. Also, maybe an area where I could plug my webpage at 620WDAE.com. Go there, type in the word blitz into the keyword, takes you right to my webpage. My email's all over it. You can check out my stuff there as well. Joe Bucks fan and myself, we work hand in hand. That's the nature of this relationship, and I'll tell you, they tickle me in all the right places. Today, though, we're going to take a look at the AFC North from this offseason, and the season going ahead, and we're going to look at all four teams today, including the Pittsburgh Steelers, your Super Bowl champions. Not a very busy offseason for the Steelers, and unless you add, you know, players that they've lost. Marvell Smith is now a 49er. Bryant McFadden, their backup corner, is now a member of the Arizona Cardinals. And Nate Washington, you know, they're going to hope that a guy like Lymus Sweet steps up, but Nate Washington was pretty valuable to the Steelers. He's now with the Tennessee Titans. They have a full slate of draft picks, including 2 fifth-round picks, a bunch of picks in 6th and 7th rounds. Last year, it was Rashard Mendenhall as the first-round pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're still having high hopes that he could come in and help that run game. Lymus Sweet, their second-round pick, Some people thought the Bucks might have wanted to look that way. Lymus Swede wasn't a great rookie season, but remember, for wide receivers, the transition, it usually tends to be tougher. Look at a guy like Plaxico Burress, who was drafted by these same Pittsburgh Steelers a long time ago. He struggled his first couple of years, then really came on. I expect the same from Lymus Swede. Third-round pick was Bruce Davis, a linebacker. A 3-4 defense can always use a linebacker. Mike Tomlin, the head coach, Bruce Arians, Dick LeBeau, they're coming back as the coordinators. Max Starks, their franchise player. They also bring back Willie Colon, so they have their bookends at offensive tackle. I still think they can improve the offensive tackle position. Also, guard and center, the interior of this offensive line may be a bigger need than the outside at tackle. Maybe a guy like Alex Mack they could eye in the first round. Max Unger is another guy who's versatile, can play multiple positions. Defensive end, though, you know, interesting with the last pick in the first round. If a guy like Alex Mack is gone, they don't want to reach on another offensive lineman. Maybe a guy like Jaron Gilbert, or maybe a guy like Tyson Jackson, a defensive end for that 3-4, or a corner, Alphonso Smith, Darius Butler, one of these guys that can come in and play opposite of Ike Taylor, I think is something that the Steelers will definitely want to address coming up in this year's draft. The next team we're going to take a look at is going to be the Baltimore Ravens, who really surprised some teams last year with how well they played under first-year head coach John Harbaugh. The Ravens bring him back Terrell Suggs, Samari Roll, Ray Lewis. They also add in Dominique Foxworth. Matt Burke is going to be a huge addition along that offensive line. Chris Carr comes in as a corner, and L.J. Smith will battle with Todd Heap at the tight end position. They lose Chris McAllister, Corey Ivey, a couple of corners there. Kyle Bowler's off to the Rams. Jim Leonard, Bart Scott going with Rex Ryan to the New York Jets, and Matt Stover, their kicker, gone as well. Full slate of draft picks for the Ravens as well. One pick in each of the first six rounds last year. They made the most of their first round pick, bringing in Joe Flacco, who showed he's got the leadership skills to lead that team, not just to the playoffs, but maybe one day a Super Bowl. Next team to look at in the AFC North is the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals, a team who always seem to be in the market for somebody with character flaws. However, they kind of changed a little bit. Keith Rivers last year, no character flaws with him. He came in, played well, then got injured. Jerome Simpson and Andre Caldwell were their second and third round picks. Both those guys, wide receivers. People still looking at the Bengals as maybe looking for another receiver, but a lot of young receivers on that team. They still have Chris Henry. They bring in Lavernius Coles. They have Andre Caldwell. They have Jerome Simpson. They spend high draft picks on these players. I'm not so sure that the Bengals will be willing to draft a wide receiver with the sixth pick in the draft when they have so many other needs they can't address, especially with all these other wide receivers available. So remember, when you're seeing that the Bengals might be interested in a receiver, could definitely be a smokescreen there. And Pat Sims was their third-round pick last year. And Anthony Collins, offensive tackle from Kansas, was their fourth-round selection. They did lose Stacey Andrews, offensive guard or tackle. He went to the Eagles, while T.J. Houshmandzadeh went and is gone to the Seattle Seahawks. They did bring in Coles, J.T. O'Sullivan as a backup quarterback to Carson Palmer, and they made Shane Graham their franchise player. Cedric Benson re-signed as well. Some neat areas for the Bengals, defensive end and defensive tackle. I think they could really address the line. Maybe a B.J. Raji in the first round, maybe a Brian Arakpo in the first round, maybe a guy like Michael Johnson who's going to fall. He's got all the physical tools. They could get him at the top of the second round. Linebacker's still an area in need. They could pair Keith Rivers up with his old teammate, Ray Ma'aluga. Could they look at that? Could they look at trading back? We'll see what the Bengals want to do there. And offensive line could be addressed as well, offensive tackle and offensive center. From my understanding, they are in the mix for Eric Wood. They have shown him a lot of time here this offseason. The Browns bring in Eric Mangini as their head coach, also Rob Ryan over from the Raiders. A lot of moves for the Browns this offseason. Robert Royal comes in at the tight end position. They did trade Kellen Winslow Jr. to the Bucks for the Bucks' second-round pick this year, fifth-round pick next year. That does give them an extra second-round pick. The Browns have been depleted in draft picks the past couple of years, trading for guys like Sean Rogers and Corey Corey Williams from the Packers. So the Browns looking to add draft picks. That's a big trade for them, trading disgruntled Kellen Winslow and getting some draft picks in return there. Not good news for the Bucks, but we'll see how the how it pays off now that Kellen Winslow, I believe, is the highest paid tight end in NFL history. Floyd Womack, Pork Chop, comes over from the Seahawks, offensive guard there. Some guys coming over with Mangini from the Jets, David Bowens, Eric Barton, linebackers. David Patton comes in at the wide receiver position. We all know what's going on with Dante Stallworth. Could the Browns be looking at a wide receiver somewhere in this draft? Maybe early, maybe a Michael Crabtree. Sean Jones, he leaves. He goes to the Eagles. Willie McGinnis, he leaves. I'm seeing him on the NFL Network. Andre Davis, their inside linebacker, goes to the Broncos. Goes, that opens up a spot inside, maybe Aaron Curry, the top linebacker in the draft. If he slips to five, be a great fit for him, middle linebacker in that 3-4 defense. Joe Jaravicious released along with Kevin Schaefer. Some positions the Browns would be looking for. We talked about receiver. Also, with that fifth overall pick in the draft, how about outside linebacker? How about an outside linebacker in a 3-4? Brian Arakpo, Everett Brown, Aaron Maben, one of those guys. Free safety and corner are both needs. Malcolm Jenkins can play either. Could they look at Jenkins early in this draft? Fifth overall selection, or go with that in the second round? Remember, Louis Delmas, the top free safety, should be available at the top of that second round. Darius Butler, Alphonso Smith, a couple of corners they could look at there in the second round. And running back could be an area where the Browns want to bring in some help to Jamal Lewis. Maybe a guy like LeSean McCoy somewhere in the second round. Definitely some possibilities for the Browns there. So a breakdown of the AFC North. We'll have the NFC North coming up later this week. Your emails tomorrow. Keep clicking back. Keep refreshing this page, because we've always got new news on your Buccaneers and the NFL draft right here at joebucksfan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the Sports Animal.